I invite you to please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. Well, back in the early 2000s, I worked for a corporation that was based out of Houston, Texas. This major big city with lots of growth and big corporations. But I will never forget the day that one company, Enron, sent all their employees home. It was all over the news, a company based right there in Houston, and the people came pouring out of that building, upset and crying because they had lost their jobs. Enron was originally involved in transmitting and distributing electricity and natural gas throughout the entire United States. But over time, they ventured into many other areas as well. Enron was excellent at seeking ways to exploit the growing, deregulated energy market. Enron, they grew wealthy, primarily due to their marketing, promoting the use of energy, and its high stock price. They actually were named America's most innovative company by Fortune magazine 6 years in a row. And they even took the listing of the 100 best companies to work for in America. This was a large corporation with huge, spacious offices. And they were hailed by many in the workplace and labor as an excellent place to work, praised for its long-term pensions, its wonderful health care benefits, and extremely effective management. Until the exposure of corporate fraud came forward. As was later discovered, many of Enron's assets, well, they were inflated. They were fraudulent. Some of them didn't even exist. And their employees, all 85,000 of them, were let go. They lost their jobs. They lost their pensions. They lost their health care. All gone in one moment. As a result of this devastation, several churches services were held to help people deal with this overwhelming loss, this loss of job, income, security, hope for their future. And from these churches, immediately networking began, and within a month, there was an online job board available for the thousands that had lost their jobs. These churches offered blessings to those who were lost, and in return, they were blessed. These churches and their members were living the Beatitudes. Enron was an example of a corporation which had a few people that had little or no business ethics. They didn't care who they hurt. And as a result, the world took up the cause for all the little people involved in this major issue that developed as a result of corruption. Now, I want you to think about this. God does not lose sight of the little people of this world. And for God, there are no big people. So think about that for just a moment. God doesn't lose sight on the little people of this world. And for God, there really isn't any big, powerful people. So these Beatitudes from the Gospel of Matthew today, they're describing a people of a different culture. And they often stand as this daring act of protest against the current order of how things are in this world. The economy of God, or the kingdom of heaven, as Jesus says, it is a counterintuitive culture where the blessed are the poor in spirit, the blessed are those that are mourning, those that are thirsting, the meek, the pure, and the peacemakers. Jesus gathered his disciples on this mountainside in order to teach them. And he began by listing these Beatitudes, the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. The word beatitude comes from a Greek word, and it means superabundant joy. And these Beatitudes are not the prophecy of some future hope out there in the future. They are congratulations on what is available right here to us right now. This is the good news this morning. The blessedness and joy which belongs to us as Christians is not a blessedness that comes only when we leave this life and go to heaven. It is a blessedness which exists right here, right now, for all of us to enjoy. This is not something that you will enter into. You have already entered. It is true that we're going to find the fullness of the Lord when we're in His presence, when we see God face to face, but it is a reality that we can enjoy right now. These eight Beatitudes, they are a prescription for joy, and it's a description of the joyful. Gandhi once said, this was one of his favorite readings, and he said, if the world just followed these eight items, there would be peace throughout the world. Jesus offers this beatitude attitude, and he is clear. If happiness is what you are searching for, these are the conditions for happiness. The contrast between a corporate effect like Enron and a spiritual effect like the Beatitudes is quite clear and plain. The Enron effect says the blessed are the deal makers. The Beatitude effect says, blessed are the peacemakers. The Enron effect says, show no mercy. The Beatitude effect says, show nothing but mercy. The Enron effect may say, my way or the highway. And the Beatitude effect says, thy way every day. Beatitude people are the people of God. Some of us right here today are poor in spirit. Some of us gathered are wounded. We're mourning. Some of us are gentle and meek. Some are hungry for what is fair and what is just in this world. Some are pure in heart. Some seek peace. and have a tolerance for being misunderstood by an unknowing and an unbelieving culture that we live in. In our church, we stop today in remembrance of All Saints' Day. Today we remember and honor those who have gone before us, who have finished the course of life in faith. We give thanks to God for their faith and for their example of the Christian life. We ring a bell for each to symbolize their new life in heaven. They are now living the fullness of God's blessedness. They are now living the life of the Beatitudes. Jesus' words spoken over 2,000 years ago still echoes with us. And the good news is that happiness is within reach of every one of you. But if we reach out for ourselves, it will remain elusive. But if we reach out for others, we will find God. Like Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Amen.